And joining us right now from somewhere around this globe is Mike from around the world. Mike, how you doing tonight?
Pastor Paul, God bless you this evening.
God bless you. Oh, Mike. Okay, so the title of the broadcast is Total Darkness, and it's not that, you know, I mean, I think we're in the dark. I think the American public is in the dark.
Yeah, I agree.
Can we start with...
I do agree.
We got a lot of going on, but can we start first with maybe... Let's go to Haiti. Let's start with Haiti.
All right.
Okay. This almost looks to me the Haitian president had to leave, and he thought he went to Kenya, was going to get support to bring over troops and going to shore up his nation. While he was gone, all hell broke loose. They turned loose two full prisons full of prisoners. The gangs are running over the nation. And he thought he was going to fly from Kenya to America, but the Americans said, no, 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 go stop in Dominican Republic. And when his plane was going there, they said, no, 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 go to Puerto Rico. Is this a CIA operation? And my next question is, and Heidi wanted to ask this question, are we about ready? We've already seen California border overrun with immigrants from China and other parts of the world. We've already seen Texas and Arizona being overrun from all over the world. But Florida's been kind of holding its own. Is Florida getting ready to get hit with thousands, hundreds of thousands of Haitians in this chaos? So look, start with Haiti.
Well, that country is in bad shape. It's been in bad shape for a long time. And it's not really been operated by the government, but more by gangs and ruthless individuals. And so that's one of those ex-nations, I guess you could say.
Yep.
Yeah, so they kind of let that go. That's why they don't really cover it. However, it does provide a good training ground or a crucible of sorts for operations, and it is a comms port for many different armies.
Really?
It is,
really?
And navies. Yeah, it is a comms port. Most nations that go kaput, they already know the landmass. Nobody's gonna really go into the landmass and occupy too long. And so what they normally do is set up comm ports outside in the waters of those places, which are relatively safe to run. And they do that quite a bit. And they have operations and training in real time. But they have let that country go. It's a sad thing to see, but that there it is.
How much U.S. involvement is there in Haiti?
Well, it's... last year, Haiti was absolutely in shambles last year, right? They always seem to shore up the places that are most obvious, but as a whole, that country has fallen. In fact, it's been in a fallen state for about 15 years. And the U.S. has operations in every country. Every single country except Russia. So it's just one of those places that is occupied by more than the U.S., obviously. And there are some strategic locations there that nobody can really get to. It's invaluable. Normally, when they don't talk about a place, it is important with one respect. It's a tactical location, right? But Haiti is also very geologically unstable, and lots of people know that. So you really can't, they really don't want to set anything up there permanently. They can't pull out. So do we have assets in Haiti? Yes. Do other nations want Haiti? Yes. Russia wants it right now. And China's always had some sort of involvement with Haiti due to its location, that strategic location. So as far as importance, that's what it offers. And there are a couple of, well, resources in Haiti, right? But for the most part, nations have allowed that nation to really crumble.
There's a statement by the U.S. State Department spokesperson, Matthew Miller. He said the United States is not calling on President Henry or pushing him to resign, but added that we are urging him to expedite the transition to an empowered and inclusive governance structure to prepare for a multinational security mission and new elections. They're trying to figure out a way, I guess, to stabilize it. with somebody.
Well, to make sure that their assets, right, the assets that they have in that nation are okay. It's worth they're doing before they go in there and do something about it. But for the most part, the majority of that country has fallen. Yeah. It truly is fallen.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about some more darkness. The governor of New York decided, you know, the crime was getting out of hand in the subway, and so she just deployed 750 National Guard troops along with 250 New York State police officers into the subways. They are patting down citizens. They are scanning them, and they are going through their bags and backpacks and purses and what have you. The people wanted some kind of security because it was out of control, but now feel like they are the ones being violated. I guess my question is, after all the lawlessness that we've seen went on in New York, up on the street, running in, the shoplifters, the gangs, the riots, the tearing, the burning down, the breaking the glass, the shutting down the bridges, with no, now we're going to go here the day after Super Tuesday. What's your thought on that? Is that just an accident? Or
let me give you an update. Okay. Let me give you an update.
Okay.
First of all, everybody knows about Israel and Hamas.
Yes.
A lot of people know that New York has a lot of folks there from both places who have been involved in protests.
Yes.
What you may not know is that those protests have cost the lives of quite a few. As of late, there have been threats, credible threats, not from individuals, but from organizations. And the last threat that was given is, in fact, a response from the governor to protect that city. That was a mandate that was coordinated on a national level. Okay. New York is not the only place. People will see a type of sweep. They're trying to make it as nonchalant as possible. The threat is enormous. The threat is real, and it's not some joke. So that means I can't help but to see they're going to fail.
Who's gonna
they're not going to find. Well, the you can't call up National Guard to sniff out anything.
No.
Right? They're trying to catch a specific group. National Guard is unqualified to do that, right? I just can't help but to think they're going to fail. Whatever cover story they have, they're probably doing. Because of the optics with President Trump and how that looks, you know, they don't want that tied together. The truth is, many cities have a legitimate problem, an immediate problem. And unfortunately, due to a political climate, they're not able to really communicate that to people and call it, they'll cause, you know, that'll cause big chaos. But again, I just don't think they're going to find it. They're not going to find what they're looking for in time.
So what you're saying is this get used. Are you saying get used to this because this might be coming to every city in America?
We have Hamas sensitive operatives in the USA who have threatened this country.
Yep.
Legitimately. Right.
Yep.
And they have the means to do exactly what they want to do. A small example of that, if they deployed chemical weapons in New York, everybody there would be infected in less than about 4 hours. If they launch that in the subways, nobody escapes, right? That's what's so dangerous.
Wow.
Those subways go all throughout the city. You deploy one in one location, it's going to carry it through the ventilation system. It's going to carry it all throughout the city. And that's a big problem. I just don't think they're going to find what they're looking for in time. And that's a very recent threat.
This is not just about trying to cut down on some of the mugging and some
no.
of the crime, small crime. I don't call it small crime when people get stabbed or so. You know,
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But this isn't really about that. This is about sweeping, looking for biological weapons, maybe.
Well, looking for groups that are they're going to do something.
Yeah, terrorists.
And I they're just not. We're talking some folks who are. Think of it as part of the Middle Eastern elite forces, right? Comparable to our Delta operators.
Yep.
Equal to the Mossad and Iranian elite forces. You know, those type folks are in this nation. I would estimate maybe 800,000, maybe with their families and everything else. But they do not mean the USA good, right? And they have been communicating. A lot. Communication has been off the scales, and they are planning. They are positioning. And so they can't really tell everybody why. The real reason they're doing this, but there's trouble here in the USA. Big trouble. And if President Trump, see, the more President Trump looks more likely to be elected, the faster they're going to have to do what they have to do. Because they know that President Trump is not going to make friends with Hamas.
No.
They already know that.
No.
And so he is a big threat to them. They plan to exterminate as many cities as they can prior to, you know, his election. And they're not just, you know, they're not playing games. Israel was first.
Yes.
We follow. Well, they're working on us now. Not yes. They're not going to work on us. They're working on us now. They're getting their plan together now within the USA.
So we just had Pastor Mark Biltz on before you, and he was just saying that he just wrote a book. It's coming out in a couple weeks, he said. It's called America at War in 2024 through 2026. And he said, Paul, you're going to see suicide bombers in America, in our major cities. You're going to see, because the people who do those, that mentality, the people who do these things are here. And they're getting ready to turn it wide open. Do you fear
they
that
are.
As well, Mike? Do you see that as well?
Sure. When you have folks who have the capability now, it's not like it used to be. Back in the day, somebody could set off a dirty bomb. That was the biggest word, right? Forget about a dirty bomb. Forget about that. They have access to corporations, equipment, nuclear facilities. They have access to lots of things. And one of the biggest problems is you don't know who's loyal to what. There are devices that can fit inside of a cell phone and level New York City, right? It can be the size of an iPhone, and it will level New York City. All the components have to do is be put together. They're about the size of an iPhone, and they will level New York City. These are some of the reactions that they have actually perfected over the years, make a dirty bomb look like a firecracker. And these guys have that technology, right? Anything we have, they potentially have, and that is a big problem. We know we have missing sensitive items here in the USA. They're gone. We don't know where they are. You remember all those derailments? You remember the cargo some of these trains had where the whatever was in them would go missing? You know, certain volatile chemicals are gone. And, you know, they suspect who's behind it. So we have a big problem, a big problem. All cities are going to undergo what New York City is undergoing. And it's going to, it would not surprise me. And it's a sad thing to say, it wouldn't surprise me if every city was already triggered, wired, and ready to go. It would not surprise me.
So we're going to see more of these National Guard troops, maybe even active.
They'll be federalized. All this stuff is going to be federalized.
Yeah.
The cat's going to be out of the bag, right? It's just not a good thing. So anyway, that's what we face right now. That is a very, very real issue.
The president's giving the State of the Union address right now, Mike. I checked with Heidi a minute ago. She was not too thrilled. The president is wearing a pin. It's the United States flag. And Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, is wearing the exact same flag. But the vice president's wearing a different kind of a flag pin. I don't know what it is. I haven't ever seen it before. I don't know what maybe it's just I'm getting a bad angle on it. Is there some other kind of flag?
Is it slimmer than what their flags look like?
No, it's bigger, and I don't know. Maybe it's two different flags flying in two different. I'm not sure. It's different stuff.
Normally she wears a flag that's gold, white, and silver. Normally it's a bit slimmer. The flag is slimmer than the rest of the congressional flags, right? And a bit longer. And so that may be throwing you off. So it's highly reflective, right?
Yes,
it's highly reflective. I think that's
yes.
That's why.
Okay.
I think the president and everybody else, they have the actual flags with the colors in it. Hers is just gold and silver. This is quite thin. So.
Okay. Nothing to see there, I take it. Then I won't worry.
Because
you always worry about these things. Is somebody sending a message? You know, is there a subliminal message being sent? Like when Nancy Pelosi just took President Trump's last State of the Union streets and just tore it up in front of everybody. I think that was sending a message that she didn't really care much for it.
I tell you what, that's a very sad State of the Union. Folks, the President Biden is, you know, in the scriptures when it says the spirit is willing, right?
Right.
But the body is weak. Well, in his case, his mind is willing, but his body is not catching up. It's just not doing it.
It's a
very sad thing to see. It's going to drop confidence in you know, people voting for him. It's just not going to happen. And plus, medically, I can't help but to see premature signs of an aneurysm.
Wow. We got to really pray for him and keep an eye on him at the same time.
Yeah, because he's pushing himself, and that's not going to.
Yeah. A lot of stress.
That's just not going to bode well.
No. I got a question for you, Mike. The Red Sea.
Yes, sir.
They say that the internet cable network that runs under the Red Sea was cut. Do you know anything about that?
I wasn't the only one.
Okay. Okay. Help us know what's going on here.
People are active, Pastor Paul. But, you know, it's a very real possibility that within a very short time, we could see some large scale retaliation from some of the Middle Eastern folks there. That's a very real possibility. I mean, very real. There are too many things like that happening. Too many things being transported from Iran all over the Middle East. Saudi Arabia is not exactly honest. It's becoming dangerous. People have died from you know, having the wrong alliances. American news does not cover that. They're not going to cover that. And we have a worsening situation in the Middle East. Our guys are stressed on every side, right? They're being overtasked,
yeah.
especially special operations command. They're just overburdened in so many different places they are deployed. It's getting worse. It's getting worse. It's taxing us more and more and more. So things are not stable at all. They may appear to be, but they're not. They're not showing what's actually happening. They're just not showing it.
We got a lot of questions. You know, we ask people if they want to ask questions for Mike, let us know. There's a question that came in. I thought it was a pretty interesting one. There was a Dimitri Dudeman, who was a great prophet of the Lord. He came from Romania. They literally electrocuted him twice, and he didn't die. So then the judges who sentenced him fell dead, and so they said, let's just get him out of here. So he came to America, and he had a vision in which he saw a communist revolution here in America. He saw a communist revolution taking over America. Your thoughts on that, and is that, and someone said, and could that be linked somehow to the Stone Steps?
Well, the Stone Steps looks to be taking shape right now as we speak, with all of what's happening, unfortunately, especially with the division of the people. As far as this gentleman you spoke about, Dimitri Dudeman, now, I'm personally not familiar with that, but I would say this, the ideology of communism, right, believe it or not, when people become hardened, I mean really hardened, isn't that in fact not democracy but communism? Wouldn't it be communism to usurp an entire republic, right?
Oh, sure.
And to take away the democratic values and then install some sort of a jousting match, and then the winner of that match then dictates what's what. That's exactly what we're living in. It's not like it's coming, it's here and it's growing. You know, there will come a time where they're going to have to suspend these democratic ideologies, not because somebody's evil in office, but because the people are ripped to pieces. Now, you know, I often think, Pastor Paul, how do the people recover from what we're going through politically?
Mm-hmm.
How's that going to happen, right? Because political sides, they can't do that, right? They can't do that. There's going to have to be a third component that will come in and under a council of sorts they're going to have to, initiate something where people can actually repair. The damage is almost irreparable at this point.
Are you surprised at the unbelievable sweeping of Super Tuesday by President Trump and the amount he's...
No.
Are you surprised at the rallying around him with all of these... I mean, all of these indictments, all of these trials, all of these things... Do you feel that's a phenomenon, or is that just what the people are sick and tired of what they're seeing?
And the people do not, well, in their minds, and in 70 million Americans, the government, the United States, right, is just not there, right?
Right.
And in their hearts and minds, they feel if they don't do something. See, I guess this is where understanding comes in. When people feel like they have lost their home, they have to fight to keep it. Right.
Yeah.
Now they're going to do what they think is right in their own minds to do what they have to do. And so are the other people. They think that what they've been trying to establish is being blockaded by Republicans. Right. That somehow Republicans are stormtroopers that do not want, democracy to flow. The problem is they're more concerned about themselves being right. Right. Than ever actually looking at the people. Even right now more than ever, we need governance, real governance.
We really do.
It's not going to come from the Democratic Party. Unfortunately, they are totally taken over by anger. And if the Republican Party is not careful, right, they're going to also be taken over by anger from the outside coming in. They will. They most certainly will. It's happening slowly but surely, and it's a sad thing to see.
It is. Matter of fact, Heidi said, and I just saw it. She said, "Paul," I said, "How's it going?" She said, "Anger. The president is angry," yep. And then the Republicans are shouting back at him, and he's shouting back
at
them.
That's no good.
At him, and he's shouting back at them, and they're shouting back at him. This is not good.
And the people are going to replicate that on a personal basis, and people do not have that type of restraint. They don't. Because a person, right, if you feel that somebody's going to come and take your property and that they are, that they're communists or something like that, that seems to be the label that everybody sees everybody as.
Yeah.
You're going to do everything you can to protect your family. And when you call civilians to be put in that mindset, they have to protect their families. And to protect their country, they're going to fight everybody who does not agree with them, right?
Yeah.
And this is what we see happening, and this is growing. This is actually beginning to overwhelm all the mechanisms of politics that they would usually use. Now, guaranteed, our entire political process is going to be challenged by something external. And in fact, if God doesn't do something soon, right, it's going to be carnage in this country. Carnage, absolute carnage.
I'm afraid you're right, and I know you're not speaking off just in the wind. I know you are very calculated and very careful with your wording, and you're right. I think you're exactly right, and I think I heard that from Mark Biltz earlier, and I'm hearing that from you now, and I think that most of the American public sense it. We don't want it. There ain't nobody that wants this. Nobody wants this, but it's like you have no other choice. There's a battle going on. Speaking of battle and things that are happening, you mentioned the 40 days. I don't want to keep belaboring that, but when I ask people, give me what question you have for Mike, they're saying, ask Mike, was he meaning that possibly Gog and Magog was going to start in those 40 days? The 40 days, from my understand, Mike, is March 29th or 30th, right there at the end of March. Is there something that has something to do with this political arrangement, or is it something to do with warfare, terrorism? Is there any idea you can give us on something big coming?
Think of it as a time where it would really pay people to be to really sit down, right, and to be ready, to really be ready, internally, externally, be ready. Before that time, these moments that we have right now are quite, we have a lot of freedom to enjoy. We have a lot of leisure to enjoy, right?
Right.
And I think what is a time, this span of time is a good prep time for people to really soberly make sure they're prepared.
You said, is this an American thing or is this a global thing?
Well, it seems, you know, this day and age, everything seems to be global passball. Everything is interconnected. But as Americans in particular, they might want to be ready.
All right.
I mean, really ready, really prepared.
Spiritually, you need to get your heart right. Mentally, you need to prepare yourself for just about anything could happen and not be shocked when it does. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yeah, be ready because we're going to face some severe challenges. This year is not going to be like any other year, and it's going to be tasking, very tasking.
The Republic's survival, I think, is on the line. Am I right?
Yeah, it is in more ways than one. That's one element of it, passball, but think about something else. Texas has had these fires.
Yes.
And of course, people speculate as to the source of these fires, but folks, these fires are only beginning. Summer's not here yet. And the conditions of the lands, it's going to get worse. It's going to get a lot worse.
You called this.
These fires are going to be bad.
You know, you told us 3 weeks before the fire started, you said you might want to keep an eye on Texas. There are fires. And there was really no indication why in the world you would say that other than you might have known, and you probably knew that the dryness was setting up for a potential that would be bad if it caught on fire. I mean, I guess it's amazing you called that 3 weeks in advance, but it's happened for sure. It's the worst fire in Texas history, and they don't have a handle on this. It's 15% contained. It's not under control.
Yeah, spreading. No doubt they'll have red flag events throughout the year. And I hope that people are flexible, ready, really prepared because the conditions in the USA are pretty bad. Plus, we could entertain a jet stream reversal at the end of this year, which is not going to help matters any because that will dry out the entirety of the East Coast.
Are you saying the jet stream always coming from the west to the east? You're saying it might just actually shift and go back the other way?
Yeah. Yep. During the Dust Bowl. You remember that? The Great Dust Bowl.
Yes,
the same thing happened. Same thing happened. And it just, you know, made that situation unlivable. Right? We're about to see that again. The exact same patterns are happening again. And with some of these external influences, you know, bearing down on the sun, there are no assurances here. There are none. Plus, we have another problem. Our magnetosphere is beginning to fluctuate a bit too much. The solar winds, right?
Yep.
They hit the bow shock and they are absorbed by the Earth. You know, no big deal. If the polarity of these magnetic field lines are reversed, we're not going to have a defense against the solar winds. The solar winds will become just like a solar flare. Think about that.
Whoa!
They'll do the same damage as a solar flare.
That's a game changer. I mean, whoa!
Yeah. No, that's devastating. That will be devastating because we'll have vitrification in places on the Earth again. We'll have iridium layers forming from high doses of radiation. It'll look like you know, some sort of bomb blew up in certain places. And that's what happens when those field lines of force begin to reverse. They'll go through a chaotic moment first, which will let some radiation in and sporadic heat anomalies on the surface of the Earth, instant fires. Followed by, you know, the solar winds themselves would penetrate directly to the Earth's surface. As long as we're polarized, we can take flares and CMEs. That's why nothing has damaged anything. I don't know why they won't share this with people, but during the Carrington event, they know for a fact there was chaos in the magnetic field lines. The Earth could not absorb that flare like it normally does. If that happens, we can't even absorb the solar winds.
So I mean the wind.
So it'll be bad. We could absolutely, if it reversed right now, right? We'd lose power all over the world.
You're saying if our jet streams reverse, or if our solar poles reverse,
the magnetic field lines of force, right?
If they reverse, we're done. I mean, we're not done.
Our polarities. That's right. Our polarities wrong. We're gonna lose power, right? Power stations are gonna be gone. Chips are gonna be fried. Through a continuous blast like that, an EMP shield is only going to last a maximum of 13 hours. That's if it's underground, right? Which is why China is digging into a mountain. Which is why you got China, you got Japan doing the same thing. They're gonna, they're obviously, they're saying they're gonna put a water tank in there as a neutrino detector, but you don't spend that much money just to detect neutrinos.
No,
you have the same thing happening in Germany, right? The USA has two places. They've been doing the same thing. They just haven't shared it, and so they suspect that we're gonna lose. We're gonna go through a chaotic moment with our magnetic shielding. And in that case, it's just not going to be good. It's not like everything is going to go out all at once. It'll be chaotic at first, right? Folks won't be able to recover from that. And that's going to be the beginning of a very different era. But this is where we are, right? This is where we are. And folks who watch those magnetic field lines, hopefully they do so closely, because if they start going into a chaotic pattern, the reversal is next, and if that happens, all those solar winds are going to penetrate through straight to the Earth's surface and get to every single, you know, all the electronics we have and even us.
Total darkness is not something we should think about lightly. I mean, what you're talking about is some major effects on the electrical grids and our way of life. Nothing would. Without the electrical grids, right, everything would shut down. There'd be no food, there'd be no water, there'd be no fuel, there'd be nothing moving.
No sewage treatment.
Nope.
People that means would cholera would break out, yep, and cholera would break out. No, it'd be a chain of events that would take place. That would be awful. And that we're in a very delicate time, right? In fact, it'd be good for national prayer during this time, but Maybe. They're not going to do it.
No.
They're not going to do it.
Because they can't quit fighting with each other.
They're out of control, Ryan. They're out of control. And unfortunately, that stuff is going to increase. But, Pastor Paul, we all knew this time was coming.
We did.
Right?
We've been telling everybody. We've been preaching about it. We've been reading about it in the Bible. We've been saying it. We've been on the air, you and I, for almost a dozen years talking about these things. But, Mike, remember, we first started, we talked about things coming. We're talking about what's happening now. It's happening now, isn't it? We're here. Yep.
It is. It is. It sure is.
What about this, Mike? This was a question for you. King Charles is sick. We know he's sick.
Yeah.
I don't know how bad yet, but they never share their physical problems or if it relates to their health. This don't want to show the king being weak or sick. Is William being prepared now? Have you heard anything about Prince William really getting himself ready to actually become the next king of England?
As soon as the dad stepped on the scene, right? That's when all the activities of the sons was altered. It changed. He had more responsibility, right? He was seen more doing specific things, and I just don't trust the political ambitions or anything of these folks because of what I know they've done behind the curtain. How they bless things, how they knight things in their process of passing an anointing, so to speak, the worship of the dragon, the red dragon, all these different things that they do. And so, because the young son is the red dragon, right? That's who he is, the red dragon.
Right.
That's who they bow down and they actually bow down and worship these guys like that.
They right? do. They so, do. There's yes, is there certain do. Kinds of ceremonies and underground
yes.
Rituals? That's
oh yes. All that stuff that people have heard of, like the Illuminati, the head of the Masonic temples, and all that good stuff. All that is kept alive. All of it's kept alive, and they do initiate things like that. Even Queen Elizabeth, she went through her process of anointing, or first accepting responsibility, taking all those oaths, right, and then pledging herself and her body and her soul and in view of everybody, right, to the deeds of the dragon. What is that?
What is that?
Right. So they have all that stuff is documented. I think you can still find it on the internet. But you know, it's like this thing that people say, oh, they just normally do that, right? So I'll say this: Christians, because they're familiar with the Bible, they're familiar with Satan. They would instantly identify certain phrases that they use. But the average person in the world would just see that as some ritual that they do to accept responsibility over a nation. My goodness, all these things that are happening, it seems like they're specifically designed that only a true believer would be able to see them, and nobody else can.
I've studied, and we've written about some of this in our book, Revelation 9-11, so I don't want to tell you what all that is, but it's there, and you'll see when we dig into all the secret societies. But I'm hearing that even some of the rituals of the conception of the bearing of the next heir, there's a potential procedures that are in play.
Yeah.
Something to
and witnesses, and yes, not good. So, but there's never a witness, Pastor Paul. There's even the woman, right? The vessel will have no memory of certain things. They'll be in a daze, right? This always happens that way. They'll be in a daze, so they won't have a complete memory of it. But you know, people have tried to. This is going to sound funny, but people have tried to warn people in subtle ways, right? You have rich people who have tried to warn the world. When they saw it, they were flabbergasted. Not right. Every person out there with money that's rich is terrible.
Right.
And they have tried to warn people. You know, if they try to warn the masses, normally that happens through a movie or movies. And then, you know, people can see it from there. But these folks actually do those things. Right. Now, I won't go so far as some of the lizard stories I've heard and stuff like that. Right? I can't comment in that area anyway. But these rituals, that they live for those things. They have them for everything.
And they've been doing this for centuries, too. I mean, it's not.
And that's right. And they are immoral as they come.
Wow.
And you know, right now, they're afraid that story is going to get out.
Yeah.
All of them are highly immoral. And when I say immoral, I mean immoral.
Is Kate Middleton, Kate, married to Prince William? Is she? I mean, she's had surgery. She was in the hospital for. Is she sick, or is there more to the story here? Or hopefully she's not. But
they're not going to tell anybody anything, Pastor Paul. It's they're going to have their rituals. I think obviously it's more than what people thought it was. Right? You don't stay in the hospital that long just because you're sick or something like that, with a small sickness anyway. So there's something's going on, right?
Wow.
The mother dies. The husband pops up and takes they start taking their roles as kings and queens. And then all of a sudden, some weird sickness hits somebody in the middle of possibly passing down the future of that kingdom to another heir, which may come about. And then all these other heirs start to pop up. These stories are popping up. So it's a mess.
It's a mess.
Look at Diana. She had to go. Diana had to go.
She had to go. And
thing will happen again. Same thing will happen again.
Wow.
This is going to happen again.
Wow. We will keep the close eye on this, Mike. I appreciate you giving us a little bit of insight on this. Speaking of Great Britain, and let's talk about the United States. There's a guy who's been watching me now since I started. His name's Vernon Hale. Vernon lives in Philadelphia. I had a chance to meet him once. He came where I was preaching somewhere in Pennsylvania, and he came. He's been with me forever. And I hadn't even heard from him in a long time, wondering if he was still alive, if he was still out there. Well, he is. And matter of fact, he sent a question tonight. He said, 42 months, Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot. So could you ask Mike, certainly something has to happen to the United States and to Great Britain. Does he have any idea what that could be that would allow the world to trample in the streets of Jerusalem for 42 months? And are we close to this?
Yeah, well, if Jerusalem is trampled underfoot 42 months, the USA has to be effectively neutralized. Yeah. Neutralized. That means we can't respond. That means we're locked. We can't do anything. So what can happen between, whatever has to happen can't happen overnight, right?
No.
We cannot be neutralized overnight. So it must be horrific, something that builds up. I personally believe it's going to start through people, through a division. Right now you see governors starting to make their own moves, right? You're going to see a breakaway from the union is what you'll begin to see, right? That will be followed by
Whoa.
People are going to be forced to take allegiances.
We're going to see governors breaking away from the union.
Yeah. Yeah, you will.
Do you see that happening in the next 12 months?
Oh, yes.
8 months? 12 months? Well,
there's talk of it right now, right?
Yeah.
There are meetings of it right now. I see that happening. It's going to go along with this election. Passball, this election is so impactful. It is very impactful. To a lot of people, it means that what we once had is over, right? To other people, it means we're going to have to go, fully combative to restore, to get all the ticks out. This is what they're willing to go to extremes to make their vision come to fruition.
Yeah.
Right? They're not going to back down in doing it either. They're going to go forward and do what they have to do, do whatever they think they have to do. In the meanwhile, people are going to be torn apart by this.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Now, when people are torn apart, here's a bad part. When the civilians are torn apart, the military is going to come dysfunctional. A soldier cannot fight for democracy. That does no longer exist. If they lose hope in what they're fighting for, and this is why it's so sad to see what I'm seeing on television, in the news, it's a sad thing because it demoralizes troops, right? It really does demoralize troops. A lot of people now are having issues with that. They have a loyalty to one side, but the other side is broken. No matter who wins, one side is going to be broken, period. It's going to be broken. And in order for them to go trample Jerusalem underfoot for 42 months, of course, that's in Daniel chapter 11, when they go into Jerusalem and set up the abomination of desolation. But even before that, they gained an army, you know, that unholy alliance did that. But America has to be effectively neutralized. We are the only ally of Israel right now, right? And even that's
on shaky ground. And we're divided.
Right now. Yeah. We are. And there's a principle in the Bible, which is the Lord said, a nation divided against a house divided against itself it may happen down the road. No, shall not stand. Me, that's a declarative statement. It shall not stand. So, there goes our, that's our future. But I still believe, I believe that we're going to have to go through this shakeup. We are.
Does it matter then? It doesn't matter to this point. It matters to everybody who wins the election. I understand it. But in a bigger picture, it doesn't matter which one wins. Half the country
is going
to go off the rails.
That's right. It's happening right now.
It is.
The folks, whoever wins this election, they're going to feel like, yes, we can do it now. But they're not going to realize how much opposition they faced. This has ripped this country into pieces.
Oh, my God.
It really has. And from those pieces, we know the next rip we're going to see. We're going to see groups rise to power, right?
Yep.
There are groups right now. There are 14 groups in America, large groups, that are getting their, presidents or their main spokesperson ready to go to Washington, right? With or without consent. This is happening on both sides. There are riots. There were riots and some demonstrations that are happening right now in D.C., right? That are not,
right.
They're not too good.
No.
Right? They're not. And so
our government,
we're going to have to...
Our governmental structures, our secret meetings taking place right now where governmental structures are being for new countries. New structural democracy, or let's say communistic.
New charters.
Yeah, new charters.
New charters. You better believe it. You better believe
ready
it.
Ready to people, go in case they need
don't know.
To.
You better believe it. Well, it's going to be more just in case. They're going to force a brand new way of life. It'll be forced. This will coincide with a lot of geological turmoil. This is happening. This is not going to happen.
It's already happening in process.
This is happening. Right. This is happening. When they put Facebook up and Yahoo and all these different things, that was feedback mechanism. Right.
Yeah.
To give them the pulse of the people. They know exactly what moves people. They know exactly what to do to maneuver people into a position they want them in. This fighting that you see is one thing, but the response of the people is a calculated thing. It really is. They're pushing people on either side. So in a situation like this, what you see is most people in their minds are saying, well, the government is broken. You remember 10 years ago, I said, they have to make this government appear like it's antiquated. It's broken. It does not work. And at that point, they're going to bring in a new type of governance. You remember that?
Yes.
That was about 10 years ago, Past Paul, somewhere yes. around there. But social media was a mechanism that they would get all the feedback from. How does Facebook continue to operate, right, when their advertising was suspended for so long?
I don't
how
know.
How do all of these different companies continue to operate, and they have no clear revenue, right?
Right.
With or without revenue, these guys were going to continue to operate.
So it's government
support. They were started. Of course. Why do you think Mark Zuckerberg, right? Mark Zuckerberg, he's supposed to be this enemy of the government. But the right. government needs Mark Zuckerberg now. Yeah, they have joint programs that they've had going back 20 years, right?
Yeah.
They have this metaverse.
Yeah.
People think that's only for civilians. What, are you kidding me? That is cutting edge technology. And the civilians get the leftovers, right?
Right.
While the military is going to use the engaging part of that. So all of this is being developed to go forward in a type of, or you could say a type of nation you can't see. And then one day, the nation that everybody thinks is there, they're going to find out it never was there. You know, inside the metaverse, they say that's VR. No, this is VR. People are seeing exactly what they want them to see.
So
right? The government they trust in is not there. The government most people know is non-existent. Haven't you? Because nothing, I mean, absolutely nothing is coming about from any government that we've had in the USA. We've been on one steady track.
So
a
when we
total
say
breakdown of what we had,
total darkness, we're talking, we could include in this total darkness a shadow government. There's a shadow government that is running the show, would you say?
Oh yeah, they've been running
deep state shadow government.
That one of the greatest
go ahead.
One of the greatest tactics, you were talking about the CIA earlier, right?
Yeah.
The CIA has a job where they go in other countries and do things and make the other country believe that their own people did that.
Yes, they do that all the time.
So they
yes.
do their damage and come out, and the people start blaming each other. Does yes. that sound familiar?
Yes.
Does that sound familiar?
It sounds like America.
Right,
that's America.
That's what we have right now.
So the yeah. same thing that's we've been watching in Venezuela or Colombia.
It's happening here.
Or yep. Haiti or wherever. We've seen it in Europe from time to time, whether it be Kosovo
right
or Serbia. Yep. It's happening right here.
You got it. And it started with what? Their presidents.
Yeah.
It with did. Elections.
It did.
That's how it begins.
Every time
yep.
it is.
Yep. Yep. And people can't see this.
No,
people can't see it.
We don't. And part of it is, Mike, to be honest, we don't want to see this. We just want to have a family and live peaceably and work and come home and you know, go to church on Sunday maybe and watch the ball game. We don't want. Nobody in this country, I don't think, most people, I should say, not nobody, but most people, they just want to just be common people, just want to live. All of this agenda that's being forced down our throats, it's coming from some type of secret society or some type of dark shadow government that's hell-bent on creating a new America, but not the America that we've known, but a dark, godless America, a new world order, not just America, but globally. This is an Illuminati or some type of satanic plan, the beast of the Bible. Is this what we're dealing with? Is this the beast of the Bible that's coming to pass?
Yeah, they have to prepare his seat. And in order for his seat to really be a good seat, right, they have to degrade all other nations. It should hit everybody's mind that look at the characters we have in leadership. Just take a good look.
Oh.
And the older folks, you know, the folks our age, Pastor Paul, we're not buy. I don't buy what I see. That's why I'm not invested.
No, I know.
In
I
individuals
know
like this, I'm invested in prayer, not these individuals.
Amen.
President Joe Biden is clearly too old. Right,
right.
He may have it there in the brain and everything like that, but his body cannot keep up with his thoughts.
No,
right?
No.
And at some point, your agendas get diluted with other things. He drifted a few times during this State of the Union, right?
I haven't seen it, but I would assume he probably did.
Well, yeah, you guys are probably watching it.
Oh, you've already saw it before.
The replay.
We're getting the replay. I forgot. You got access to the. You saw it before you ever came on the air with me. I'm so sorry.
But it was sad. It's very sad. Yeah. It's very sad. It does not represent anything good. It certainly doesn't add confidence to anything, right? So what I'm saying is that what we once knew, we project this image as though it still exists. And that's how they get you. Right. If anything, right now, the Lord's children have to rise up, the ecclesia, the church, because if we don't, it's over. What's going to stop any of these guys from doing anything? It's going to be over unless the ecclesia stands up, unless the church stands up. They have the authority in the earth, not those guys. Those guys are doing exactly what they're influenced to do.
We're the only force that can stop it or slow it down.
That's right. Because this and its. At its core, this is spiritual. Yeah, this is absolutely 100%. And that's going to be painfully obvious as these months continue. That's going to be painfully obvious when people turn around and say, I made a big mistake. I should have suspected this stuff was spiritual.
Mike, a couple questions for you here. One guy wants to know, we know you play piano, but can you sing?
Can I sing? If I went to court, I'd sing like a bird.
Okay, we'll leave it there. We know you can play piano. I'm just waiting to get to hear it.
I dabble. You know, I dabble here and there.
Okay.
So
I have a feeling.
I just dabble.
I have a feeling you can sing a little along with playing piano. Really looking forward to hearing that.
I doubt if I can get through a song, though. Really?
Why?
You know how you're singing a song and you actually hear the song and you can't complete the song?
You break. That's what happens. Yeah, you get emotional. Yeah.
That's what happens, yeah.
Yeah. Mike, Bigfoot. Okay. I'm just reading some of the questions.
Esau.
Huh?
Esau. Esau.
Esau was Bigfoot?
Esau.
Whoa!
Well,
wait.
Think of it this way. A long time ago, right? Long time ago, it was pretty clear. You had a red-haired, hairy individual, right?
Yeah.
Covered with, and his kind went out in the wilderness, and everybody else was afraid of these guys. They come riding through. Everybody was afraid, right?
You're right.
Well, it just so happens historically, they go back, and that race of people, these guys went and found more guys like them, I guess, and they continue to do that, right? So I don't necessarily believe in Bigfoot like most people do,
right?
Because actually, it's even the military is given a caution when they go out in training and
Kandahar.
Certain places. They're told not to engage with these. Well, in the USA, when they're going out for training, right?
Yeah.
If they go in a mountainous region like the 10th Mountain Division, they're told not to engage with those things you see out there, right? Do not engage. I don't believe it's some big monkey.
Right.
No. I simply believe that we have a few breakaway type societies in the earth that are smart enough to stay away from us. I can't subscribe to the UFO thing with the Bigfoot, this, that, and the other, because I have no knowledge of the connection between the two. But big, large people, you better believe it. You better believe it.
You know, my son was in the war, of course, and he fought in Kandahar. And he said and he was out in an outpost out there in Kandahar, Providence, and dangerous, of course, you know. And he said one night, a group of a platoon of Canadians that had been out there came to their outpost where the Americans were, and then was going to spend a few days with the Americans to refresh a little bit, to have something good to eat and what have you. But when these guys came, he said they were scared to death. And he said they were literally scared to death. And they started asking, what happened that you're so fearful? And they said, we seen what looked like an 8 or 9 foot man, red hair, but he had the ability. He jumped from rock to rock, mountain to rock, almost like a cat. It scared them to death, and so there's something to that. I mean, Mike, is there something to that?
It is more real than anyone would like to say, right? But listen, there's it's almost like a covenant between humanity, the Father, and those things, right?
Okay.
Those things cannot at this moment in time, they cannot breach sort of like a protective command over humanity. Mm. But they know there's a time coming when they will be able to do whatever they want to with any human being. That day is coming. That day is coming. And nothing will be holding anything like that back. Nothing. Right? That's why they still find, you know, these digs deep down in the earth, like 2-ton axes, right?
Yeah.
40-inch long sandals. I think one was 3.5 feet long. Another was, what was it? Was a 56 inches. How do you have a sandal foot? With a toe print in there, right? I mean, this sandal was wore out. Grand Canyon's same thing. There's a cache of finds that were in the Grand Canyon that have been sealed. They are kept. They have big rings that are there that are at least, they have one ring that's 22 inches in diameter. A ring.
A ring like you would wear on your...
We're talking, yeah. How do they know it's a ring? Because they found the little bracelet that, like the Egyptians wore.
Yeah.
Same thing was found with it. That thing is humongous. They have knives, right? A knife that is about 4.5 feet long with a handle was worn in. The handle was worn. You can tell skin was on it, on that leather, that hide, because it's deeply worn. So they have things like that. But you can't show people that. For real, because who would go outside then?
No,
people would start dreaming up every type of story they can imagine, right?
Right.
And at that point, they're not going to hear truth. They're not going to listen to a truth. They're going to make up their own
truth. We shouldn't
be
shocked by this because King Og had a bed that was 18 foot long and 6 foot wide. That's in the Bible.
Yeah.
King Og. And
I told you a story, Pastor Paul, what happened to me one time. I can't tell you where, but I went in a bathroom.
Okay.
I thought.
Oh, yeah, you told us.
Right?
I remember this. Yeah, tell us.
Right.
Tell us. Yeah, urinals
and
were.
The urinals were up there, right there, a little over my head. There's no way in the world. There's no way. Look,
that had to
I
be
know
a
what
huge,
into,
that had
so.
To be a huge guy. Huge. Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
That was one of the first times, Pastor Paul. That was one of the first times I was shaking in my boots. I was.
Can't tell us where you're at when you saw that. Can't tell us where you're at. Yeah.
But I'm telling you now something, there are different things here in this place. I just thank God for the separation from it.
Thank the Lord for that. Well, there's creatures in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and they're there. I don't know where they're at. I don't know. I'm not looking for them. I'm looking for another place. It ain't there. I'm going this way.
Amen.
Amen. And if I run into some big guys up there, I'm going to be all right with them because they're the good guys, okay? So, oh, Mike, you are amazing. All right. Well, what are we going to be talking about next week? The webinar is 2 weeks away. We'll be filming you and find out what you're going to talk about here with all these apocalyptic signs. Can you give us a clue what we might talk about next week?
Well, one of the gravest things, Pastor Paul, we have a problem in the USA and in Europe, of course. But I suspect we're about to see a very different constellation. I think that's going to change the minds of a lot of people.
Wait, are you talking in the sky, the stars?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A brand new constellation. Amateur astronomers are going to find it. People will see it, but they won't really notice it until somebody brings the whole thing out. But the question is going to be, how in the world can we all of a sudden see a brand new constellation, right?
Wow.
Some sort of constellation. Where'd it come from? Or how does that work? How's that even possible, right? Would be my question. If I saw something like that, I'd be like, that's impossible. That can't work that way, right? Based on what we know of the heavens. That can't work that way. So there's some wild things coming like that that will not be easily explainable. They will not be easily explainable.
It's kind of interesting that you're bringing this up. Mike, a BP Earthwatch in the webinar is going to be talking about something that he has discovered and found that is going to be quite hard for people to grasp. I'm wondering what that is. He hasn't told me exactly. And you're going to, maybe you'll explain some more about this constellation thing by the time, you know, the webinar's 2 weeks out. Maybe you'll be able to share something about that. I don't know.
We'll certainly have some things to share. Safety is going to be a big deal this year. Safety and really keeping your cool throughout much of the chaos.
Mike,
It will become bitter.
it'll become bitter. Chaos, bitter. Got to keep your cool. It's going to be trying. It's going to be tough. I understand. We're trying to prepare everybody right now for what's coming. Mike, thank you so much for coming on, being with us tonight. It's been a joy, really, and it's been very interesting. I'll be back studying all this stuff you said and trying to figure out where in the world and what in the world you're talking about. Half of it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, brother, for being with us tonight. I really appreciate it.
God bless your passball. It's always an honor.
The honor's mine, brother. God bless. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.